The boys eagerly agreed to old Pluck's plan, and in about half an hour they quietly arose and stole toward the stairs. The full moon was shining in through the windows, so that they could see perfectly well where they were going. They had gone a short distance down the great staircase, when old Pluck, who led the way, heard a slight noise behind him. Turning to inquire what this was, he was told it was the cracking of Tom Tit's knees.
"Pass the word to Tom Tit," he whispered, "that if he can't keep his knees from cracking, he must stay where he is."
Poor little Tom Tit, who brought up the rear, was dreadfully troubled when he heard this, but he bravely passed the word back that his knees should not crack any more. It was difficult for Tom Tit to take a step, for if he bent his knees, they were sure to crack. He tried going downstairs stiff-legged, like a pair of scissors, but this he found almost impossible. So he made up his mind that the only thing he could do was to slide down the broad banister. He was used to this feat, and he performed it with much skill. The banister, however, was very smooth and steep, and he went down much faster than he intended, shooting off at the bottom and landing on the broad of his back. Striking a bargain. The boys were now in the great hall, and seeing a light in the adjoining room, they looked into it. There, upon couches made of the skins of wild beasts, they saw the six robbers fast asleep. A happy thought now came into the mind of old Pluck. Stepping back, he looked around him, and soon saw in one corner of the hall a quantity of rich stuffs, and other booty bound up into bundles with heavy cords. Taking out his knife, he quickly cut off a number of these cords and gave them to his companions.
"Boys," he then whispered, "I have thought of a splendid plan. Let us bind these robbers hand and foot, and then, instead of doing what they want us to do, we can make them do what we want. That will be ever so much better fun than running away."
"Good,"
said the boys.
"But suppose they wake up while we are tying them?"